We're going to start this morning by speaking to Northern Ireland's newest political leader. It's the North Antrim MLA, Robin Swan. He was elected as the leader of the Ulster Unionist Party on Saturday, taking over from Mike Nesbitt, who, of course, announced he was stepping down after the Assembly election. And let me say good morning and congratulations to Robin Swan. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you very much, Frank. Thank you.
How does this lie in terms of achievements? It must be something good about being the leader of your party.
Frank, I joined the Ulster Unionist Party in the late 90s, and to be honest with you, it's in every position now. I thought I would end up in, but once it presented itself, I thought, I'll give it a go. And I'm fortunate that the party put their support behind me as well, from our MPs to our MLAs, and I'd support from across the associations as well. So I'm thankful for that. But look, I don't underestimate the level of the task that lies ahead of us.
Just on being the leader, a significant number of previous leaders became sirs or lords. I'm not so sure about Mike Nesbitt, but will he be Lord Michael of Gilnehirk? Is this something that you would be hoping for?
Well, look, Mike, I think Mike has made it clear there was stuff going around about Mike being offered a place in the Lords or even Speaker of the Assembly, and he's told me that at this moment in time his aspirations in neither of those directions. He's still in effect of functioning MLA for Strangford and part of the Assembly team for the Ulster Unionist Party.
He'd add a bit of sparkle, wouldn't he, to the position of Speaker? You know, the showman, once the showman, always the showman.
Well, coming from yourself, Frank, I would well believe that. I couldn't possibly comment to let you think that.
But he would have the necessary skills, wouldn't he, to throw in a few anecdotes and call a place to order.
Well, that's it. He would be able to do that. But look, and I hope there's an opportunity come Friday for somebody to be the Speaker. That's the real challenge that's there and out there this week among the five political parties, is to get devolution up and running again in Northern Ireland, because that's what's badly needed.
You think we'll have a good Friday, Mark, too?
I hope we've a good Friday agreement, Mark, too, rather than a good Friday disagreement, Frank, because Northern Ireland needs it at this moment in time. I made clear at my speech on Saturday that the place our health service is in at the minute, the place where our education service is in at the minute, police and prison services as well, isn't good. And I firmly believe as a devolutionist that a working Northern Ireland Assembly and Executive is the only solution for and only answer for Northern Ireland.
You mentioned the five parties need to thrash something out, but if we're looking at Geoffrey Donaldson in the front of the Belfast Telegraph this morning, there's a slight hint there that four parties would work better for unionism. Is this something you would contemplate, the idea of a united unionist voice?
Look, I made it very clear to our party's AGM on Saturday, and it was well received. I see no call for a single unionist party in Northern Ireland. I think it would stifle debate. It would limit choice, and I think it would actually put unionist voters off. And in this morning's Belfast Telegraph, I actually see the DUP and TUV agreeing with that stance, because I think unionism needs a broad spectrum of choice to bring electors out to the polls, and I think that's where we need to be concentrating and need to be focusing on.
But there's still, I suppose, the threat of having some sort of sectarian approach with a pact.
I'm not into sectarian politics, and I don't think it's helpful for Northern Ireland. You know, there was, I suppose, a glimmer of hope that we were moving away from that sectarian headcount that had become Northern Ireland politics, especially at the Assembly elections, and that's, I would rather see a positive Northern Ireland. You know, I said on Saturday, you know, I have a daughter of six and a son of four, and I want them to grow up in a very different Northern Ireland than I did through the 70s and 80s. And I think that's what all our politicians should be working and trying to strive for, is a function in Northern Ireland that's positive and outlooking.
So are you ruling out any possibility of a pact with the DUP?
I'm ruling out any possibility of a single unionist party, and I think where the focus should be...
Yeah, but there's a difference between a single unionist party and a pact.
Well look, where I think... I'm surprised that this actually is the DUP's front page of the Belfast Telegraph today, because I think where the party's focus should be is actually getting devolution back and working on Friday. And what concerns me slightly is about the message they're putting out. I'm worried that maybe this is the focus is because they've already given up on the talks process. And I hope that's not the place where they are, because I think, you know, Sir Geoffrey's leader made it clear that she wants an effective assembly and an effective executive up and running as well. And I think that's where political focus and concentration should be. in Northern Ireland at this minute in time. You know, I heard from your news bulletin earlier on in regard to Parkinson sufferers in Northern Ireland. Unfortunately, that's across our health service at this minute in time. And those are the people the politicians should be concentrating on at this minute in time.
Of course, and a lot of people listening to this programme will totally agree with you on that. However, it is some latent from getting into bed with the SDLP to considering a pact with the DUP. This is the difficult journey that you're on. Are you divorcing yourself totally from any of this almost cross-community type politics?
On Saturday I was elected leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, and I made it clear then that I want the Ulster Unionist Party back winning seats. With 85 councillors, with two MPs, with an MEP, with 10 MLAs at this minute in time, now, like any other political leader in Northern Ireland, never mind across the world, I want more political representatives for my party, for the Ulster Unionist Party, and that's something I want to be concentrating on. And I want to concentrate as the Ulster Unionist Party going out there and winning seats. You know, to go into PACs at this moment in time, I would rather see, as I've said before, a functioning executive and a functioning assembly up and running by Friday.
Yes, but how do you take the next step, because you don't want to be seen as the last leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, and you have to ensure that the Ulster Unionist gets as much representation as it possibly can. However, the Unionist electorate are looking at the rise of Sinn Féin and the distinct possibility that Sinn Féin could be the biggest party in Northern Ireland in the foreseeable future. So those people who are going out to vote for the Union will believe that the DUP is the best bet.
But it's not simply down to that head count, Frank, because we have to look at, when you're talking about people going out to vote for the Union, it's not about, you know, retreating into our trenches. Because if we do that, then, you know, we've lost the positivity that unionism should be portraying. And I think that's what I put to our party membership on Saturday, that I want to see the Ulster Unionist Party be about being promoting a positive unionism, a confident unionism, and an embracing unionism, so that we actually attract more people to vote for unionist parties rather than divvying up what is already there, because I think that takes us down a sectarian road, which I think is negative for Northern Ireland politics. You know, and one of the things that we have to do is actually sell the benefits of being in the union, rather than just looking at where the negatives are. Because I think in Northern Ireland at this minute in time, unionism has nearly become a bad word or a curse word, and I think it's about getting that degree of political recognition as to what unionism can be and what unionism should be.
Yes, but are you suggesting that you're distancing yourself from the SDLP, obviously, you're not prepared to embrace the DUP, and a slight suggestion that maybe you're closer to the Alliance Party?
Frank, I think you're trying to get me married or divorced to everybody there, nearly enough in one sentence. I know the leader of the Alliance Party accused us once of being the Lotharios, of jumping in and out of bed with every political party. How about we stand as the Ulster Unionist Party and people look at who we are, what the message we're promoting, the policies that we're promoting, should there become another election, and go from there? Because I think that's, you know, I was elected as leader of the Ulster Unionist Party on Saturday, and that's what I want to be. I want to lead the Ulster Unionist Party. And as for being the last leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, I don't see myself living that long, Frank, because I think the Ulster Unionist Party is going to be about for a long, long time yet.
And finally, there's a slight hint in what you're saying that you have hope for this week. You think something can be sorted between now and Friday.
Look, Frank, I'm a born optimist. And I'm always optimistic that there's hope for Northern Ireland. I still wouldn't be here, still wouldn't be raising a family here in Northern Ireland if I didn't think there was hope for this place. It's where I want to be, it's where I want to go. I want to get in a functioning executive, I want to get in a functioning assembly, so we can start delivering for all the people in Northern Ireland. And I don't mean that just to sound as a cliche. It's something I believe in, it's something I'm passionate about. I hope there is an optimistic and there's a positive outcome come Friday.
And just one final note on the lighter side of life, and you made reference to this on Saturday, and this is why I'm bringing it up. You almost spoke up for a man like myself, a man like you are indeed. Neither the two of us are blessed with great height.
Certainly not. No, that's and that is something I've never been ashamed of or never been afraid of. You know, what was it? Inside every small man, there's a big man trying to get out, Frank, I think the phrase is that. You know, as I said, you know, 5'3", I've been used people trying to bully me or push me around. I've never allowed that and I never will. And I'll never allow the Ulster Unionist Party to be pushed around either.
But suppose we all have to be careful that we're not accused of the small man syndrome. That's a terrible insult, isn't it?
I've had that thrown at me as well. Don't worry about it.
As I started, I'll finish. Robin, congratulations on your appointment. Thanks for speaking to
us. Thank you very much, Frank. Thank you.
That's the new leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, Robin Swan.